Vic Firth was to drumming what Les Paul was to guitar playing. Musicians had to have his gear. Vic Firth's name is stamped on millions of drumsticks, mallets, and other percussion equipment used all over the world. Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones, Amir Questlove Thompson of the Roots are just a couple of the names who used Vic Firth gear. Well, Vic Firth died Sunday of pancreatic cancer. He was 85 years old. NPR's Anastasia Tsiulkis reports that he wasn't just a maker, but a masterful musician in his own right.
Vic Firth didn't start out as a drummer, as he said in an interview with HipBone.com last year.
The reason I gravitated to the percussion, because as a trumpet player, you couldn't make a funnier, more ugly sound than what I did. And I worked hard at doing it.
But he definitely found his groove. When he was just 21 years old, Firth won a job as a timpanist in the Boston Symphony Orchestra, by far the youngest musician there at the time. Just 4 years later, he became the BSO's principal timpanist, a position he kept for 46 years.
Had an extremely distinct sound, this deep, round, dark timpani sound, this beautiful singing character, and it's still being copied by a lot of players today.
That's Will Hudgens, percussionist in the Boston Symphony. He played alongside Firth for more than a decade until the older musician retired from the orchestra in 2002. Hudgens says it wasn't just Firth's playing that colored the BSO sound.
A lot of the gear that's produced by Vic Firth Incorporated is on the stage with the BSO every night.
Vic Firth also taught percussionists for more than 40 years at the New England Conservatory in Boston. He got started in business by selling hand-turned drumsticks to his students. Today, the Vic Firth factory in Maine, where he grew up, claims to produce about 80,000 drumsticks a day. And that's not all. For a long time, there was also a kitchen division that made items like a Mario Batali line of rolling pins and salt and pepper mills.
He just opened his first restaurant. And I went to visit him, and we got along famously. And I said, you know, how about a Mario Batali pepper mill? I said, we'll do the same thing we do with the signature drumsticks.
Just as top musicians helped design and endorsed his drum gear, Firth thought he could make a hit selling celebrity-endorsed, custom-designed cooking accessories. And he didn't see the two sides of his professional life as competing.
When I was in the office, I wasn't thinking about Beethoven. When I was in Symphony Hall, I wasn't thinking about drumsticks. So I completely isolated the different things that I did by virtue of what I was doing when I was doing it. And I learned early on that when you perform with a group like the Boston Symphony, you've got to take those 2 hours in that concert, and it's got to be absolute perfection every time. Every time.
But the two were connected by his love of drumming and his quest for perfection. On stage and off. Anastasia Tsiulkis, NPR News, New York.